This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Okay. Three, two, one. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What Is This Blank podcast. We are back again in a Mars special. If I had a window behind me, you could see that we're in Mars instead. Oh, instead, actually, I've got Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, and shit. What's that guy's name?
Daniel Stern.
There you go. Yeah. I knew that. I'm just checking to make sure you guys were, you know, had your heads on straight. So yeah. So, but you know, you could see that it would look like Mars outside anywhere I am. Sky is orange with hellfire. We're all gonna die soon, so we might as well record some podcasts while we're doing it. I'm sure you guys, same thing. Freaking red skies, orange skies where you are, yellow skies.
Air tastes like burning.
Yeah. I don't smoke. Why do I feel like it? Of course, my house, most of us are asthma ridden, so can't have our windows open, you know, to try to cool it off. So it's like a sauna. Okay. Now let's get to the show. So this week we decide to talk about the movie, as you can see behind me, Home Alone. Classic. I think we all kind of felt the way that Kevin does in this movie when we were little kids. You're the little one. You get picked on. Everybody treats you like shit. You just wish everybody would fucking die and go away. I was the baby of the family, so I know exactly how he feels. Also, a little tidbit of info. We were actually going to do this movie back in December, around Christmas time, but as is the case with me, it's technical difficulties almost every single time we do this. Whether I can't figure out something. You didn't hear it in this recording, but I fucked up the beginning of this where I didn't hit record and I couldn't figure out why my microphone wasn't working. So that was the one little thing here, and my son broke my computer chair, so I'm actually having to kind of like lean forward on it. So, like, my abs and my thighs and my hips are going to fucking burn after this. But you know what? It's worth it. The pain is worth it to entertain people and to talk with my bros. Okay. So, again, Home Alone, 1980-something, right?
90.
That's what I said, 1990.
Yep.
Little Kevin.
1980-10.
1980-10, yep. Little Kevin McAllister, played by Macaulay Culkin. As I already said, he's not the youngest one, but he's little. He's the youngest one in his family. And he gets shit on by his older brother, his siblings, his aunts, his uncles, his cousins, his parents, you know, even now and then, because when you're a little kid, you're fucking annoying. And the parents are fed up. Plus, there's 8,000 people in their house. It's around the holidays. They're trying to get ready to go to Paris the next morning. And as a little brat would do, he causes a little bit of mischief, you know, and he gets into a fight with his older brother, Buzz. Isn't that his name, Buzz?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buzz. And it causes a huge mess in the kitchen. His jerk cuntle. Whoa. Uncle.
Whoa.
It works.
It does. His shithead uncle calls him a little jerk. And then he gets banished upstairs into the attic bedroom where he doesn't want to sleep with his real life little brother, but whatever that little kid's name is, because he wets the bed. So he gets stuck up there by himself. And then winter storm comes, knocks the power out in the whole neighborhood. Alarm clocks are shot. No cell phones back then. So you don't have, you know, your alarm clock that way. They sleep past the time they're supposed to get up. Everybody wakes up. We slept in, and then they're all spazzing out. Little fucking annoying neighbor kid comes over, starts hassling the van drivers. So They're all scrambling to get ready, and then one of the oldest kids is told to do a head count of the kids. She does a head count. Well, that little fucker is messing around in the van, so she counts his head. Then everybody leaves the house, and they get in the van, they get on the plane, they run, and then all of a sudden, Kevin wakes up, and he goes through the house. Where is everybody? So, it turns out, he was left home alone. That is kind of the... And then he's got to defend his house against Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern. You know, the two crooks, and he befriends the scary old guy neighbor. You know.
Oh, yeah.
All of these are that old chestnut type of stories, you know. So, what are your guys' take on this movie?
Steven, go first.
Steven, go.
Me? Why me?
Yeah, that's right. Because you're wearing red.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
I mean, I like this movie. It's definitely has its problems, but I love this movie growing up. I have seen it so many times. We quote it all the time. It's kind of ridiculous, but I like it.
Oh yeah, it's watching it this morning. I like, not that I do it late because I'm lazy and distracted. I like to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. I like to watch. I like to watch these pretty close to the time we do them. You know, so they're more fresh in my head because I don't take notes. I don't know. When I write stuff down, I don't think I'm writing down the right thing. And the one time I did it, Kevin and I wrote down the exact same notes. So why should I do it if he's doing it?
Sorry, well, Kevin, I quit.
No, that's not how it works.
I love half this movie and I hate half this movie. And it's not like all one half, it's all intertwined. Like, this movie is like close to being perfect, but then there's so much ridiculous bullshit that's over the top that gets you to hate it. Then there's a perfect scene where you're like, that's awesome. Then there's a crappy scene where you're like, I hate this movie. But you keep watching, and it's just a roller coaster of awesome hate the whole way.
Awesome hate.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's close. If you just remove 20 minutes of this movie, it could be like a perfect movie.
What?
Well, I didn't expect that. What is your first hate? What is the first part that makes you go,
Well, I mean, like, the first 30 minutes solid, I think, are just awesome. Like, that's a great way to begin the movie. You know, his family's fucking terrible. You know? But to be fair, Kevin fucking sucks too. Like, he's a pompous little dick. Like,
yes.
You want both of them to lose. Buzz is awesome, so you're kind of on Buzz's side. You know?
Buzz is awesome. Nobody ever said that. You're the first person ever.
You guys don't like Buzz? Like, Buzz? Again, here's one of the situations where you made that movie where Kevin goes to Paris and Buzz stays home. Now I'm all in on that because Buzz has got Playboys, firecrackers, BB guns, a tarantula, a sweet girlfriend. Buzz is going to have a good time.
He does not have a sweet girlfriend.
Sweet girlfriend. Woof.
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 That's actually a boy. That's a boy.
What?
In the photo, that's like someone from the cast. That's their son.
No way.
Way.
Nobody wants to use their daughter as like the ugly girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who here's got an ugly daughter? We could
crickets. Crickets. Oh man.
I love Buzz. Buzz is sweet, dude. Kevin can't just pick some fucking toppings off some pizza. Get out of here, dude.
I agree with that. I mean, well, like I said, he's a little brat, you know. But sometimes, rightfully so, sometimes not. He goes a little overboard with the whole pizza thing there.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Pick off some black olives and pepperoni, little shit.
Although, his freaking out on Buzz is one of my favorite scenes in the movie, where he just freaks out and screams and goes after him. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife pointed out one of those things that always gets crapped on in this movie. And I had to go rewind it to make sure. She goes, "Well, I said, I wonder what things we're gonna talk about. Like, what are some things we're gonna pick apart that are like stupid about this?" She goes, "How about when he throws away all the passports and plane tickets?"
Oh yeah.
I go, "No, he didn't." She goes, "Yeah, he throws them all away." I'm like, "Well, let's rewind and find out." So I rewound. And on the YouTube version, I'm going to put a picture up somewhere on this screen, and I'm going to circle what I'm talking about. you can see he only picks up one passport and one plane ticket. Because then when they go to another angle, you can see the rest of the passports and plane tickets sitting on the counter covered in the milk and shit.
Was that Kevin's ticket?
Yeah. So that's why when they get to the airport and they're handing out passports and they're doing all that check and stuff, they don't have an extra, you know. So, again, it's also one of those things like, how are we going to fucking explain that they don't notice that he's not there at the airport?
Because these are terrible, terrible parents, terrible kids.
Yeah.
Everybody in this movie should be in jail. Like, Kevin McAllister should have gone to juvie immediately for what he did to those guys.
I agree.
I mean, we'll get into that. There's a couple things that happened to those guys. They should be dead.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's attempted murder. And then, right. Kevin McAllister should be in juvie.
Right.
And then the other thing that had always got me, and we might have even talked about this once at work like a year or so ago, about what the hell does Mr. McAllister do that he's able to send all these people to Paris? You know? Well, I rewound and I found that out too. We're busting all sorts of myths here about this movie, guys.
Bring it.
So Kevin's dad didn't pay for everybody to go on the trip. When the mom comes out and she's talking to Joe Pesci when he's like the cop, she says it. She talks so fast. She goes, my husband's brother got a job promotion and moved to Paris, but his two kids are going to school here. So he's flying all of us out there so that we can spend the holidays together.
Oh.
So it's Kevin's dad's brother. It's Uncle McAllister. Is a rich fuck. And I'm only guessing that some of the two kids
that family's
that are
a rich fuck too. Look at that house. I mean.
Oh no! Yeah, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. And speaking of shitty parents, they all fly fucking first class, while the kids are back. Not only is that shitty to your kids, that's shitty to everybody in coach. To leave all those unaccompanied minors back there, fuck that. I would have been complaining.
Buzz has got it.
Yeah, Buzz doesn't. He's in control. Sit down and shut up, you little barf bag. When you get home, I'm going to shove my spider up your butt. Just something I imagine him saying. This is just rolling out off the top there. All right, what else?
But, you know, the fucking wet bandit jackasses really bug me. Like, every scene they're in is just bullshit. Like, right from the first, you're telling me that these fucking, one of them dresses up as a cop and just the cops don't randomly go door to door. What are your vacation plans? What time are you leaving? What day are you leaving? Where are you going? What time are you going to be home? Oh, nice stuff you got there. They wouldn't do that. Fuck off. Right from the start. Fuck off. Then they do, every time they rob a house, they turn on the water faucets and flood the basement. And that's our calling card. No fucking burglars want to leave a string of, so whenever they get caught, oh yeah, that was you there, that was you there, that was you. That wouldn't happen. Boom. Like, every scene they're in, you're like, fuck, like, this sucks. Then they follow the kid back with a truck. No, go to jail. They should, no. Neighbors would have called the cops right there. There's a fucking creepy van following this kid up and down the street.
Well, yeah, plus they said five of our neighbors are all going out of town. A lot more than five fucking houses on that street. So that means there's plenty of people that notice the creepy van, you know, that's going to houses where there's nobody at doing plumbing while they're all on vacation. Fuck out of here.
There's no way they don't know. Oh, there's one kid left in that house and he keeps going in and out every day and the rest of the family's gone.
That's a whole street full of shitty parents. That's what that is.
Chicago.
And the old guy, his old guy neighbor, he knows he's home alone.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything about it. Well, he did. He must have been watching. Oh. I just figured out something. I think the old guy's kind of like the old guy from The Family Guy now.
Oh, God.
He's like,
Herbert the pervert?
Yeah. Oh, Kevin, I see you going across the street there.
It's a Home Alone guy.
I'm going to follow him. You two little. You two jerks. That's my little boy. Follows him in the house, hits him with a shovel. That's right. Don't you touch my little boy. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that.
But
he
like,
should have said something and been watching him.
But there are awesome, like when he wakes up and he thinks his family's gone and like what he does, like that's awesome. I mean, that's what, you know, any kid that age would have done. And it's, you know, that's all sweet. Like, so there's
going through his brother's shit and eating all the junk food and stuff.
Yeah. Watching bad movies, probably some scrambled porn, you know.
Oh yeah. Remember the scrambled porn channels with the like bars going through and every once in a while it would go blink and you could like see some boobies or something. Yeah. Scrambled channels were the best. Remember the Spice Channel? All right, well, let's move on.
No.
Oh, yeah, that was... I believe on cable, that was channel 98. Yeah. That was hardcore porn, Spice Channel. Like, it would, like, every once in a while, yeah, through the... Every once in a while, through the... You'd, like, see... Boop, boop.
Oh. Kalamazoo cable went to 48 and then it just stopped. We didn't have a
40. Oh man, no wonder you guys are so bitter up there. All right, Kevin, you love this movie, tell me why. Not Kevin, sorry, Steven.
Oh, I was like...
Kevin's like, I don't fuck it, what are you talking about, Steven?
Well, I don't know, I mean, I think I was pretty young when this came out. I don't think Macaulay Culkin's much older than myself.
He just turned 40.
Yes. So he's just a few years older than me, but I don't know. There's something cool. Like, I've always liked revenge movies, and to see a kid, I mean, that was the point of this movie, is put a kid, get that kid's perspective of defending the house and using cool booby traps. And, you know, we see toys like Micro Machines and stuff throughout. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had those, so.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but even as a kid, I was like, man, these guys would be dead like 10 times over with some of that crap.
Yeah, the fucking paint can in the face.
Oh, for sure.
The iron in the face that Daniel Stern got.
Mm-hmm.
The 3-inch nail through the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, now he's got all that roofing tar in his foot with the nail. That's not gonna go well. The third degree burns on the head and the hand for Joe Pesci, and
the cut zip line into the brick wall.
Yep.
Which physics, I don't think, would have allowed that to happen in real life.
No, because they would have had to have grabbed onto the rope. I think they would have just ended up falling.
Yeah. Straight down and not swinging back into the, like,
yeah.
There's some problems with that, but
I think that would have been better if they would have fallen down on like some rose bushes or something.
Yeah, for sure. You know?
Yeah. So we'll remake that and, we'll have him fall in a rose garden, or a dog that we never knew that the McAllisters had. That's back there.
Oh yeah,
that they were just gonna leave,
like a rot or some sort of pit bull or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been good.
You know what else grind my gears? The phone physics in this movie, like, you know, she figures out she leaves her son at home on the plane. Well, first, I mean, terrible, but then they're like, well, the phones are down. Well, then, like, the fucking next day, Kevin orders a pizza. And so you only tried calling the house one day, and then went, the phones are broke, so they're broke forever? Like, that's, like, what mother would just go, nah, I tried once. It didn't go through. Nothing I can do now.
Well,
or you freak out and you call someone who knows someone, and then they drive to the house. Like, nobody just goes, the phones are broken at that house. Man, what else can I do?
Well, by the time they got to the airport, remember, in France, they pull the one French lady off the phone, and she starts calling, and she has all of her family members call people on the street, but nobody answered.
That's bullshit. That...
So by the time...
The terrible, I mean, mom. On. Who would? Do, I mean,
I'm not. Yeah, terrible. Yeah, I understand. But I mean, you know, she remembered eventually.
And spoiler alert, they do this again in New York.
Damn kids.
Yeah,
and didn't they? in the second one, don't they even go through all these like different sort of like checklists and measures to make sure it doesn't happen again?
It's more of Kevin's fault in the second one because he needs to change his battery for that stupid talk boy Walkman he's got.
Yeah.
In the middle of the airport. While they're running for the plane, he needs to change his battery, so he stops. The family runs off, so they're to be blamed for that. He changes his batteries, or he has his dad's back, which helps him along New York. But, yeah, he sees some other guy with a trench coat or some jacket, and he follows him and ends up in New York instead of where were they supposed to go? And the family goes somewhere else in the second one, and Kevin ends up in New York.
It's got to be another foreign country, because that's the only way you could do it, to where they're away for a few days.
Yeah. I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Stand by.
Okay, we'll just stand by. We'll just put the show on hold.
Pause.
I'm just going to stare at my camera.
I mean, I get why Kevin didn't call anybody. He thinks his family, he wished him away, right? So
right.
That works on that end, but the mom she's, you know, low energy mother, you know, come on.
She's the worst.
All right, come on, guys. Let's take it easy a little bit.
Miami. They were supposed to go to Miami.
Oh, that's not even... That's just like a couple few hundred miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get back from Miami to Chicago pretty quick.
That's only a couple hour flight.
Probably about, yeah. I have to look at an hour and 40 minutes it's like, or something.
Yeah, because it's like 5 from Seattle to New York, so...
Yeah.
That's not even that bad.
Oh, horrible mom.
These people shouldn't have kids. Where's Buzz?
Then Donald Trump gets involved.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So.
So then my big issue with the ending is it's just Looney Tunes. It's like Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes shit. You know, it's like it could have been a little bit. Like, okay, I'm going to take my BB gun in, or I'm going to take... It could have been more realistic. Instead, it was just, like, pine tar, nail in the foot, and 2 minutes later, the guy's fine, and, you know, then, oh, I'm going to get you, then bang. Well, they would not have gone in that house if the kid was home. Like, it's one thing to rob a house. It's another to try to, like, murder a child. So, I don't know, there's no way that happens.
I don't think they necessarily wanted to murder him until he started beating them up. So I don't think it was like their initial thing to like, let's go murder this fucking kid because he's harshing our gig right now. And we need to take care of this little bastard. I think at first they were going to go in there, you know, you tie him up, you scare him a little bit or something like that, because that was the last house they were going to do. So then they're out of the neighborhood. They're gone. But he started it. So really, if they take Kevin McAllister out, it's self-defense. 100% on their side. That's self-defense. Look at the two. Two of the people are burned and stabbed and feathered and got broken glass in their feet and all that, missing teeth. Then you got little Kevin McAllister just sitting there with the stupid blonde hair, blue eyes. I don't know what happened. I'm the cops. I'm like, no, bullshit. You're the devil. Your parents should have had you locked in a box a long time ago, kid. I'm on the criminal side.
Oh, at a certain point, it's sweet. You want them to catch that fucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, it's also funny how they keep thinking they outsmarted him. Like, no, he wants us to follow him. So what are we going to do? We'll follow him in a minute. It's like... Because, I mean, it's like when he first goes to the treehouse, go out the window, and he's like, come on, guys, you better get him, I'll call the cops.
That's right.
And then Daniel Stern's like, let's go. And Joe Budge's like, wait. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to go back downstairs through all of his wars. So your solution is to then just try to crawl with this rope across the open... Jackass, he's in the treehouse. You've already gotten through all the booby traps in the house.
Yeah.
You're good to go. Just go
it's
downstairs.
50 yards of grass and a rope separating you and the kid. Just fucking walk.
Yeah. And then when he runs across the street, he does the same thing. He goes, no, he wants us to follow him. What do? They follow him. It made no sense. He like tells, he's like, no, stop. It's exactly what he wants us to do. And then they do it. I don't understand what the point of that was.
But they finally wise up at, is it Marley's house? Mr. Marley or
Murphy. Yeah.
They finally wise up because they do get him because he goes in the basement and they're waiting for him in the kitchen. Right. But then it gets weird because like Joe Pesci's going to eat his fingers.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why just kill him? Why are you going to eat his dirty fingers?
Now eat your finger. Like, that's bad for both of you. What are you doing?
You know, now that I think about it, when I saw that today, I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Why the fuck are you going to eat his fingers? Kinky? That's weird. Just choke the shit out of him. Just Homer Simpson the kid and be done with it. Go finish robbing the house, for fuck's sake.
But then
take him downstairs in the basement and drown him.
And then Murphy lays him with that snow shovel. Holy cow. That would have killed him for sure. After everything else.
Not going to hit my kid.
I won't nibble on those fingers myself. Come over to my house, kid. I'll show you what meat is.
Oh, yeah. I think we took a turn, boys. I think we took a turn.
All right. Well, we can all agree. Thank God for John Candy in this movie, because the Gus Malinsky Polka King of the Midwest crap is amazing. Like, that's legit awesome.
What does he name off, like 15 different songs?
Polka, polka, polka? Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, nah, I don't. No. He's like, well, come on. Polka in the USA? Nope. Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, John Candy. You're ripping the chat for John Candy. Come on.
He, I was watching a special about Home Alone, and dude, I forgot what it was. I think it's a friendship that allowed him to participate in the movie, but the pizza delivery kid at the beginning got paid more than John Candy did in this movie.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Because it was like a favor. I think he was doing it as a favor or something like that.
Wow.
But yeah, Little Nemo's pizza delivery driver at the beginning.
That kid probably went on to do porn or something. Somebody called him up, hey, we saw your work as a pizza delivery guy. We got a job for you.
Imagine how much better Uncle Buck would have been with John Candy and Buzz from this movie. That would have been a classic.
What is it with you and Buzz? What? You love Buzz.
Buzz, dude.
What part would Buzz have played in Uncle Buck?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin.
So instead of the little kid, it would have been big kid Buzz?
Yeah. They'd have gone bowling. That would have been cool.
Nah.
You are the first person who has ever shown a sign of, or like a soft spot for Buzz that I know.
Yeah.
I don't know a single that fan says of something. Buzz.
I mean, I think anybody with eyes just watching that, it would be like, damn, I mean, that kid's got his shit together.
Oh, Jesus. He looks like one of the bad guys. What cartoon is it where they're pigs, but they got like a flat top? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
What? Well, those are turtles. What?
No, the bad guys.
Are you thinking of like...
I don't know.
There's Bebop and Rocksteady?
Maybe.
Like Mohawks? One of them's a warthog, but the other one's like a rhino.
Yeah, I feel like there was something.
Or is there something else
that
with multiple pigs with flat tops?
I feel like it was multiple pigs with flat tops. Because you know how some cartoons back in the day, they wouldn't like the army would just all look the same?
Let me Google. Google multiple pigs with flat tops.
Pigs with flat tops, Google. You know what? What do you got?
I'm doing it right now. Watch, here we go. Now you guys got to wait for me to Google something. So there. Pigs. Pigs with Down syndrome is the first
one.
What the heck? How many people are searching for that? What the fuck? That doesn't even make sense.
Pig with flat tops.
You gotta be just thinking of
No, I'm going to find it. All right, I can't find it.
The one thing that I do love from this movie, the music is fantastic. The it's Williams, isn't it? John Williams?
I don't know.
Probably is.
Because you hear it now and you're like, oh, that's Home Alone. Like, it's so signature.
Yep.
No, I'm obsessed with this cartoon character of being a pig.
No.
With a flat. Maybe it is. Is Bebop the pig?
I don't
know. Is he wearing like a vest?
Yeah.
Like a jean vest?
Yeah.
I bet you that's the what cool I'm thinking shades of. But I'm pretty
with
sure.
like the slats going through bottom third.
And what cartoon is that?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Bebop.
Feels more like a Bebop, what? The pig. A pig feels more like a Bebop name. Rocksteady's more like a rhino.
Yeah, it's Bebop.
There.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is totally what I'm thinking of, yep.
Yeah, he's got like a mohawk. He's got like a Mr. T thing going on.
I stand by it.
It's a buzz. He looks like Bebop.
Or you had a crush buzz on looks Bebop like a pig. And you just had dreams of pigs with mohawks.
It doesn't even make sense. Crush on a cartoon bad guy? You're weird. All right. Well, anything else with this? Oh, and this the very end of it, when she had to go through all this shit to get home and sit in the back of a fucking U-Haul with the polka guys, she walks in the door. And then 5 minutes later, the whole family walks in the door. Yeah. She's like, how'd you guys get here? He's like, I waited for the fucking next flight like we told you to. She's like, oh.
That's right.
My way seemed easier and makes me a better mom for trying so hard, I guess. Because you know what? That's what it is. She's a woman, okay? And what she's doing is she's trying to leverage this whole story to make herself the victim.
Leverage?
Yes.
What leverage does she have?
So it's... That's right. What do you mean, why was Kevin left at home? Do you not know the trouble I went through to get him? Wasn't that how the John Travolta
was? I was not raised as a boy to command Starfleet to end up here.
Shitty mom.
The cops were, they made them ridiculously stupid too, because there's that cop eating the donut and the donut's falling over his phone. The mom's like, saying her kids at home, and he's like, hey, fuck your kids, your kid on fire. Hey, your kid got a spear through his heart. Hey, fuck off. Like, that scene drives me nuts, though.
It does. But my favorite part of that scene is the donut getting stuck on the phone.
I couldn't stop watching that donut piece. It was
because here's the thing. They probably filmed that scene 10 times because that's what they do in movies. But they stuck with that one because, like, there's no way they could get it to stick there again. No fucking way.
Same size.
The only thing that would have made it better is if he reached out with his tongue. Oh. You know, like you can do with popcorn, and you bring it back in. That would have been the most iconic scene in that entire movie. And if that movie were filmed today, it would be made into a TikTok challenge.
God, donut challenge.
Yes. The Home Alone Donut Challenge.
Tongue the donut.
And then put it back in the store display.
Yeah. That's right. You got to go into the Apple store and do it. Because nobody would know. Nobody today would know what that phone is. If you put it in front of them. Like, I don't know. What is this? Is it, I don't know. Stupid kids.
It has Twitter. There's a pound sign. It's a hashtag.
Have you ever tried to explain to a kid what a pound sign is? I have teenagers, and when I've said pound sign, Dad, why did you say pound? Oh, God, you're old, pound sign. Like, no. It's what it fucking is. You're the idiots who didn't know what it was called and decided to call it. I don't know. It's got like It's like hashes. Like, I don't dash, hashtag. I don't know. Stupid kid.
What should we call this thing? The name that already exists for it? No.
Okay. Have we shit on this movie enough? Are we good with it?
Yeah.
So how many buttholes? Because again, we're taking buttholes back.
I'm going with a 1.5 because it's a good movie, you know, and there's some ridiculous crap to it. But at the end of the day, it's a good movie, you know.
Yep.
So wait,
Steven,
I get confused each time. So one butthole's good.
Yeah, the well, yeah. No, I mean, it's like
no butthole. It's like good.
Depends on who you're talking to. Yes, the lower amount of the buttholes, the better the flick.
Oh, okay. Well,
the better the whatever we're talking about.
I'll give it one because I love it. It's not perfect. It's dumb, but I love it. It's good quality.
I'm gonna agree. One butthole. That was, you know, classic movie when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch that. That's one of those movies probably seen, you know, a dozen times at least.
Oh yeah.
I was actually surprised a little bit how kind of well it, I don't know if you can say held up, but you know what I mean? Like, it was still a movie that you could watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even one of my kids came out, I was like, oh, you guys are watching Home Alone? Like, yeah, you want to watch it? No, I'm going to go eat pizza. But I think if there wasn't pizza involved, he probably would have watched it. I was like, respect, brother, respect. I get it. Yeah, pizza. Pizza over everything. All right. So, I mean, yeah. So that's like an average of 1.4 buttholes. Cause I gave it one. You guys were like, or Steven, you were at one.
Yeah.
So 1.1, you were at 1.5. So 1.25.
It's the highest rated thing we've ever viewed.
I think it is. I think it is the best thing that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Wow. So that means this better be the best freaking listened to and viewed thing we've ever done too. People.
This seems to reverse.
Yeah. The shittier the thing we do, the better the... Okay, we got to stop picking good movies. We got to go to the Walmart bin that has like all those 99-cent movies and just reach your hand all the way down in it and just grab one out. Because that's where you find the Battlefield Earths and that type of shit.
Pitch Perfect.
No, God damn it.
Yeah, I've seen
all the Ghostbusters.
I've seen it there. Oh,
oh no, not true. Oh. Not true.
I don't. Yeah, I can't actually back that one up. I like Ghostbusters. So, all right, everybody. Well, thanks for watching and/or listening. We're hoping to get this one up on the YouTubes on our new YouTube channel. Fingers crossed, we get that going and get it up and running. I got to ask my 13-year-old how to edit videos. hopefully in the near future, we got some cool things coming up. Possibly we're going to drop a new logo. Possibly we're going to drop some merch. Possibly we're going to be like, you know, we're going to be coming at your face.
We can,
and you better like it.
We can ask for comments below. If this is a YouTube video, give us your comments if this below.
Comments below.
Can we do the thing,
make some suggestions. Yeah, but I don't know how to do that. You can click on that one there, or you can subscribe there. You can like and comment down there.
Subscribe.
You can share
it. Hit the notification bell. Comment below.
Share it.
And share. You go,
and send it to all your friends.
Here's a link to another video right here.
Right here.
There. Yep.
Is it there?
You're giving your son a lot of work.
Where's the link? Is it there?
Yeah. Somewhere. Yep.
Does it move? I don't know. Okay. So
if we get like a couple more people, we could do the Brady Bunch thing. Like what
direction? Been done. Well, here's the thing.
What?
We're recording this through Skype. We don't actually know where our faces are going to be. So like I could be here. Kevin could be here. Steven could be here. Or it could be all fucked up in reverse. Like, looking this way, I might actually be looking at nothing that way. I don't know. So,
no.
I wish Skype, make it to where we can see what it looks like on the gosh dang screen here when we record it, because what we see on the screen is different than what we record. Your head's out of your asses, numbnuts.
There's going to be a comment. It's like, yeah, it's real easy. Go to the menu. Go do this. Go do this.
Well, you know what? Timmy H6. Smarty Pants YouTube commenter kid. Go hashtag something for us with the pound sign. All right, everybody. So remember, you can find us on a lot of your favorite podcast listening apps. Main one where you can find all of them is you go to Anchor. .fm/ what is this blank. You'll find us there. YouTube, we got Instagram, what is this blank. We got Twitter, what is this blank podcast. We got it all. So you guys got to start hitting us up. You got to start hitting us up. We got an email from our one guy. We got Miguel. You know, he's a good fan. I get messages from my friend Ben. He hits me up. He asks me, you know, about shows we're going to do and stuff. You guys got to start doing it too. You got to connect with us, people. You connect with us, we'll connect with you. Okay? Like, here's the connection. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Here's you, the connection. And then here's us, and then we'll connect. You know, we'll connect like this. You know? And what we got to do is we got to break through that ceiling of viewer and listenership. We got to break through it. Oh. We need your help.
How do I black out my video square? How do I disappear?
You can't. Because my 13-year-old can take video from earlier, and he can put it over that even if you black it out. I don't know how to do it. He's 13. I ask him. Okay. So remember, you can find us on all your favorite listening stuff. Send us an email at whatisthisblankpodcast@gmail.com. And then, again, hope in the near future, man. Steven, he's working on that merch. He's working on a whole bunch of stuff. You're going to love it. I've seen a preview of it. Looks pretty good. No, I didn't mean the fart. The fart sound was supposed to be a good sound.
Oh, great.
It's a good butthole sound. No, it's a good butthole sound. It's going to be fucking awesome. Everything he does is awesome. So, all right, everybody. We'll see you again another time. Bye.